today on Real Radio.
Humans and government, or humans and authority, never work well, never mixed well, because it always goes to the human's head. The only way it worked for these last 239 years, and I don't know how long it's going to work after this, but as long as you have a healthy fear of God in your life.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called You Need to Know with a message called All About the Future Things, Part 6. God loves us, and it's His desire that we know what will happen in the future, not to scare us, but to prepare us for the amazing times that await every true believer in Jesus Christ. Our God has given us the most incredible book known to man, the Bible. When God began to speak to us, He often did so by foretelling the future. The Bible is unique from all other books in that it can boast of prophecies that have already been fulfilled and those that will come true as we head into future prophetic end time events. So today on day two of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that we're in a unique time in history when the Church of Jesus Christ and the nation of Israel exist at the same time. Israel, as a nation, is in and of itself a prophetic sign when Israel will see the Messiah for the second time and when Christ, in His mercy, will rescue His people from judgment. And now in his message called All About the Future Things, Part 6, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Everything you and I want is actually in Jesus. You say, what? Want? What I mean by that is this. It's human nature to want to be accepted, for example. It's human nature to want to be loved. It's human nature to love. Did you know it's human nature to communicate? The only reason why you today may not want to communicate is because you've had a twisted upbringing, like the rest of us. Don't look at me like that. We've all come from dysfunctional homes. But God made you a social creature. Why? God is social. Is that something? He communicated to us the gospel. We would have been walking this globe dumb, blind, deaf. And He intervened. He came down to talk with us. Isn't it amazing that Jesus is the Word of God? The word is logos. Jesus Christ is the communication of God. That's why the book of Revelation is the revelation of who? Jesus Christ. Now listen, I want you to meditate as we begin to land this airplane here. He will rule with righteousness and it will be joyous. He will decree the right decisions that need to be made in the earth. Does that warm your heart? Oh, it does me too. He will rule with authority. The age we're living in right now, this you guys get this, what I'm about to say. It's third service that doesn't get it. Well, because there's a lot of young people and they don't like what I'm about to say. But you see, this, he will rule in authority. The young generation hates that word. The millennials despise this word authority. And they despise authority. When Christ comes, He's going to rule in authority, and it is awesome, and it's joyous. The human nature is to throw it off. That's a dangerous thing. He'll rule in righteousness, He'll rule in authority. The Bible tells us that He's going to rule by love. Human nature and human government, human rule never mix well. They never have. That's the history of man. Unless, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you're sitting in a 239-year-old experiment. It was called an experiment then. It's called an experiment now. Why? And again, this is what is meant by American exceptionalism. It doesn't mean that Americans, their noses, they're arrogant, or that people. It means that we live in something that is unique in all of the earth's history. Well, this nation's messed up. Of course it's messed up. Whenever humans are involved, it's going to be messed up. Okay? Get over it. Here's the deal. It's the closest thing the world has ever seen to a good government. How'd that happen? Because as I said, humans and government, or humans and authority, never work well, never mixed well, because it always goes to the human's head. The only way it worked for these last 239 years, and I don't know how long it's going to work after this, but as long as you have a healthy fear of God in your life. I forget his first name, you may remember, but Rochambeau. Remember Rochambeau? He came during the colonial period from France. He didn't know who George Washington, he knew the name George Washington, but he didn't know, he had never met him, so he's trying to find him. And he said when he saw him at a distance, he knew exactly who he was. Nobody had to tell him. Because he said, it wasn't that he was 6'3" and 205 pounds. He was a massive Virginian. He said, that wasn't it. What was it was that he said, I had seen the kings of Europe, and not one of them was as regal as that man on the battlefield. He said that all the kings of Europe combined looked like a valet, next to Washington. A man who, when you walked into the room, people recorded in history, there would be a hush. And you know, he rarely ever talked in public. Did you know that? Very quiet man. You say, what are you saying? What are you talking about? I'm talking about a man who was so respected, first in war, first in freedom, first in the hearts of his countrymen. Ooh, whoa, whoa. Ooh, wow. Boy, there must have been an associated eagle with that too. Well, probably he's human. But it's also recorded that when they were not engaged in battle, Washington would wake his troops up at 5 a.m. They would march, they would break camp, they would march for 10 miles, break for breakfast, and he would retreat from about 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. in prayer and Bible reading in his tent. And all the troops knew it. And he came out not 6 feet tall. He came out with his face in the dust. That's authority. Didn't the centurion say to Jesus, you just speak the word, and my servant will be made well, because I'm a man under authority, and I say this, and I go and do it. And I know you, Jesus, if you say it, it'll be done. The greatest authority is to realize that you're not the authority. I wouldn't follow anybody unless they're capable of being led. Does it make sense? He rules by love. God does not prostitute your heart. Listen, you don't want to be in his kingdom? You don't have to be in his kingdom. He wants you there. He wants you to have joy in your life. He wants you to know that you're loved. But if you don't want him, he's a perfect gentleman. He's very soft-spoken, you know. There will be a day when he roars from Zion, yes, and his voice utters from Jerusalem. Oh yeah, it's coming. But right now he speaks ever so softly and gently. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 says he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us. Will you circle the word conveyed? He conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians 1:13. Verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. The word conveyed here, I want you to have this. It means to transport. Listen carefully. To transport. He transported us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. To transfer, to carry off or away to. Listen to this. Listen to this. It's precious. To replace or to take away one thing for another. Jesus took the darkness out of our hearts, Christian. He took the hate out of our hearts. He took the fear out of our hearts, and he's instilled love. Listen, the word in the negative meaning of the word means to be seduced. It's the same word in Greek to be seduced. In the negative, in the positive, it means to be shown the best path. I love that. I even love the contradiction. I want Christ to seduce my heart. I want him to conquer me. I want him, listen, I want him through the word of God to woo me into his kingdom. You say, oh, but Jack, the kingdom's coming. That's exactly where I wanted to land here today. No, 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 no. Listen, the kingdom is coming. Why wait? Why wait when Jesus said the kingdom of God is at hand? Listen, Jesus says the kingdom of God, if you're a believer, is inside of you. Okay, now we have a problem here, or do we? Is he contradicting the Bible? Or does he know something we're trying to learn? Is the kingdom coming or not? Yes, it is. In its physical manifestation on earth? Yes. Well, is it here now? Yes, in you. Are you a believer? Yes. Here's the deal. He rules by love. The love of God, defined by God. I want to read to you A.W. Tozer and we'll end. Listen carefully. And in the context of his kingdom being in you and you being born again, new. Tozer, quote, "You and I in little, our sins accepted, is what God is in large. Being made in his image, we have within us the capacity to know him. In our sins, we lack only the power. The moment the Holy Spirit has quickened us to life and regeneration, our whole being," listen, judge yourself this morning. Has this happened to you? Please judge yourself right now. In regeneration, our whole being senses its kinship to God. It leaps up in joyous recognition. That is the heavenly birth without which we cannot see the kingdom of God. It is, however, not an end, but an inception. For now begins the glorious pursuit, the heart's happy exploration of the infinite riches of the Godhead. Here it begins, but where it ends, no man has yet discovered. When you read words like that, that's biblically accurate, there's something inside the believer that it strikes you with a holy lust. God, draw me into your presence. Pull me into you. This is the kingdom. Dear friends, listen. The kingdom's going to happen, and I really don't think much about it. Because I am elated that the kingdom is in my heart. How do I know? Because there's kingdom struggles in my life. I love the light. Darkness tries to invade. Then there's a war. There's temptation and we fight. There's evil in the world and we shine the light. It's constant. To sit it out? I don't know. But I want to say this, and I don't want you to ever forget it. If the kingdom is coming, and if the kingdom is in you, if the Holy Spirit dwells within the believer, are you a Christian this morning? Does not the Bible say the Holy Spirit dwells in you? The Bible says Christ in you also. Let's figure that one out. How does Christ? The Bible says Christ in you is the hope of glory. Interesting. So who's in me? Christ is in my life, in your life. Jesus said in John 14, "I will never leave you or forsake you." I'm leaving now, but I'm sending the Holy Spirit to you. "I will not leave you orphaned," he said, "I will come to you." Interesting verbiage. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, but Jesus said, "I'm going to be in you." How does he do that? The Holy Spirit. Every believer knows what Tozer's talking about. We started out by saying, "Jesus, come into my life as Lord and Savior." Remember when you did that? And that started a walk with God because the Holy Spirit's in you. And where it ends, no man has yet discovered. Eternity's not here yet. So in reality, the life that you have, Christian, exactly that the kingdom will be fulfilled on earth in its tangible reality, but it exists now. The Bible tells us that faith is that very thing, making tangible the things that we cannot see. Christ dwells in you. Does he now? Really? Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe Bible doctrine? If you believe Bible doctrine, that's true. Well, then listen, Jesus Christ is as close to you right now as he will ever be. You say, no, wait a minute. I mean, right now he's kind of distant from me, right? But when we see him then, he's going to be like there. Listen, the child of God has him here. The child of God walks with him daily. That's why, listen, we can put up rules all over town. We can put the 11 commandments on the wall. We'll make up a few. And try to whip you into shape and guide you along the way. Sit down, stand up, don't do this, move over, don't do, you can't, listen, boop. It never works. Is the kingdom of God in you? If you have opened up your heart and invited him, which is something you have to do, and Jesus said you have to do it publicly, the kingdom will never be as close as it is for us right now. Think of it. Let that settle in. Don't think Jesus is distant. When he comes, it will simply be the tangible realization of what is. He's in you. Don't think you'll become a real Christian later. You're either a Christian now or you're not. He's either in you now or he is not. The kingdom is coming, but is it in you now? When the kingdom comes, are you in it? It will be too late then to decide. Now's the time. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads. I'm going to ask you to pray with me right now. I beg of God that this message today, though fumbled by a human, I pray that the truth enough has touched your heart that you have to question yourself right now as to whether you are in the faith or not. And if today you are one who is saying to yourself, well, I think I am, that's not good enough. If you are saying today, well, I hope I am, not good enough. You must know. And Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. If you deny me before men, I will deny you as well. So while we play this song of worship together right now, those of you who would like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, seal the deal today. You know who you are. God is touching your heart to make it public today. While we sing this song, while the music is played, you get up and you come forward right now, please. And don't interrupt anyone in your attempt to get out of the building today. Don't interrupt anyone who may be accepting Christ today. You come, you get up, and you come forward and stand at the base of these stairs, and we'll pray together. But today's finally the day that Christ is made public in your life and the kingdom arrives. You come right now. You guys, if anyone at this last moment is sensing that you need to do this, you're wrestling with yourself right now. Isn't it amazing? I know that. You know that. You feel like you're all alone here today. You feel like there's a big finger pushing on your heart. You got pressure. That's a miracle happening right now. That's God speaking to you. When Lisa and I were celebrating our anniversary a couple weeks ago, we were on the cruise ship leaving Juneau, Alaska. And it was getting late and they had published the departure time. They told us to be on the boat like at 6 because the boat set sail at 8 in the evening. And you could tell the anxious, there's a security team out front and they're anxious. They were pacing like this back and forth. And then they tore off a piece of paper and they handed it to somebody standing on the dock. And then this guy makes this motion with his fingers, with his hands, and the gangway, the ramps to the ship, they began to go away, take them off. And as soon as that ramp went out, the ship wasn't 3 inches from the dock, and two young, I would say, they were probably honeymooners. They're running, and they ran up, and they looked, and they're like, and they have a big smile, because I'm watching this whole thing. I watched it, and they're smiling, and they're going. And the security person on the ship goes, points to the guy with the paperwork. I guess he'll have to catch a flight and connect with the ship some other way. That thing set sail. They ain't turning back. Listen, If you sense this morning you need to get up and get up here, that you've got to give Jesus all your sins. Are you a liar? Are you an adulterer? Are you a sodomite? What's the list? Drunkard? Burglar? Forget all that. Are you proud? All of us. We're all guilty. He forgives sins. He gives you a new life. Listen. The boat's pulling away. I'll give you 30 seconds before we roll up the plank, okay? You come. You run. As Gia was just singing, run. Run. Run to him. Come. If you're out there, hurry up. Are we there? Right now, you guys have thoughts in your mind. We all had that. You don't know what's going to happen. What do I do now? Some of you are feeling a feeling. Some of you are not. It has nothing to do. Listen, the Bible says nothing about our feelings. You made a decision. You've stepped out in the promise of God's word. That's faith. You exercised faith to get up and come forward today. This is where it begins. Just like Tozer said, it begins with this decision, but where it ends with you and God, no man has yet discovered. Isn't that great? We've all gone on trips, but they have a beginning point and an end point. The journey that you start right now never has an ending. It never ends. When Christ comes, we'll all just be running around heaven with you, having a great time. For all time and eternity. Jesus washes away right now. As you ask him, just think. Just think right now. You go anywhere, the ice cream truck goes down your street and you ask for an ice cream. But it costs something. Jesus says, ask, but it costs you nothing. What do I mean? He paid your sin's debt on the cross. By you coming forward today, this is what you're admitting. I'm a sinner. He's the Savior. I've blown it. He redeems. I can't save myself. He saves. I turn from my way of thinking and I turn to Christ today. Do you all agree with that? Let's pray together. Repeat this after me. Dear Lord, come into my life. I ask you to save me now from my sins. I confess you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Spirit as I confess today. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again from the dead. Thank you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio in a message called All About the Future Things, Part 6. Thanks for being here today, and take heart. The Lord will not let what you've lost in the past be the best thing you'll ever have in the future. All About the Future Things, Part 6, is part of Pastor Jack's series called You Need to Know. It's a series that reveals the accuracy of the Bible and what the future holds for the follower of Jesus Christ. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, a lot of us are already friends with Pastor Jack on Facebook, but what you may not know is that Pastor Jack has a monthly Facebook Live event, and it's called Happening Now. Happening Now is designed to put end times prophecy into perspective and how it relates to what's going on in our world today. You don't have to be a member of Facebook to join in, and there's also a time for Q&A for those watching. Pastor Jack is often joined by special guests that are experts in Bible prophecy, including Amir Sarfati and Don Stewart. You can look for the next Happening Now event at our website, jackhibbs.com, or watch, if you'd like, previous episodes on YouTube. Visit jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And if you need to get a hold of us, call us, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.